You're listening to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. This is a show of upbeat, up-tempo pop rock songs. Going to make your day a little bit brighter. We're going to start off with a song from Heather Nova called Virus of the Mind here on Ear Candy.
Well, I was watching this talk show the other day, and on it there was this guy, and he was saying, when you let other people tell you what's right, when you leave your instinct and your own truth behind, that's a virus of the mind. That's a virus of the mind. Well, I guess it's kind of like losing your sight. For a second you feel that they might be right, and it feeds the doubts that you have inside, and almost starts to feel like a crime to follow your own rhythm and rhyme. I'm pretty happy. Last night, a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long, long time, and they wanted to know about my life, but making me feel like it wasn't quite right, like, where's your kids and where's your car? I said, I don't have either, but I have a guitar, and I ended up feeling like I was a freak, so I found some wine and something to eat, and I talked to the dog to pass the time. I told myself I'm doing just fine, it's just a virus of the mind. It's just a virus of the mind. I'm pretty. Soul, it's on the tip of your tongue. It's in the feeling you got when you feel young. It's in the sound of the beat. It's in the base of your spine. It's in your gut reaction, yeah, every time. They tell you what you should have. They tell you who you should be. It's in the TV and ads and in the magazines. I'm kicking it off like a bug in the breeze. Cause is anyone out there inside me? I say, is anyone out there inside me? I say, is anyone? Of the mind. I'm pretty happy.
That's Joel Plaskett and Every Time You Leave here on Ear Candy. And it kind of reminds me, I'm looking at Joel Plaskett and thinking John Mellencamp. And you're thinking, what? How does your mind work? I don't really know. That just happens to be what's going through my head in terms of last names. John Mellencamp and Joel Plaskett. Unusual rock names. Now, if you know the history of John Mellencamp, you realize that to achieve some of the mass success he had in the industry, he was convinced to change his last name to Cougar. He was John Cougar when he first hit the radio waves with Hurts So Good. And only as his career progressed and his success was more assured did he start to say, this stage name is stupid. I want to actually have my real family name. So he became John Cougar Mellencamp and eventually John Mellencamp. And I was thinking, I wonder if Joel Plaskett, for all the level of success he's achieved in Canada, he hasn't sold as many records or has the same level of concert attendance as John Mellencamp. Would it have been different? Would his whole career trajectory have changed if he had started off Joel Cougar, period, and then work in the Plaskett? Probably not. I'm just wondering how much marketing and branding and presentation and your own uniqueness, your own actual true family identity and name identity has anything to do with your success. Probably not a darn thing, but you never know. Before that, we heard Mo Kenny off of her debut record, Mo Kenny, and something called Pretty Things, which is a beautiful, pretty melody, and yet the words about romantic partners are a little more contentious than the melody would suggest, if you ever want to listen to the lyrics more closely. And we started out with Heather Nova and Virus of the Mind. That's from a record called South. Heather was born Heather Allison Frith, and her mother is a native of Nova Scotia. Heather is a Canadian citizen, but she spent most of her childhood on a boat. Her father had built a 42-long-foot sailboat named Moon, and they spent most of the 70s and part of the 80s sailing throughout the Atlantic and Caribbean waters and coasts. And she says that one of the reasons she ended up becoming a professional musician, songwriter, was because they didn't have the internet and they didn't have television. The only thing they could have on the sailboat for most days that was for entertainment was the radio. So music came to dominate her imagination and interior life. So I guess that explains some things, or at least that's one interpretation. Anyone who's listened to the show is Ear Candy, I'm Mark O'Connor. Anyone who's been a constant listener or even an occasional listener has probably heard me yammer on about my favorite musical forms before. And I'm a big fan of what you call a rhapsody, that is a multi-part piece of music, sort of like Bohemian Rhapsody is a famous one, A Day in the Life by the Beatles, or Paul McCartney's Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey is another one. Well, I'm going to play you another one by Paul McCartney. That's a form he's gone back to over and over, the Rhapsody, or the second side of Abbey Road, which was basically a suite of songs connected together. So they weren't necessarily a singular song. They were just different songs that they found ways to put together in a medley. On a record called Egypt Station, one of his latter day solo records, he returns to that musical form a couple of times. The first to, middling success. But the second time he put together a piece called Hunt You Down, Naked Sea Link. It starts out as a real rocker and maybe not even particularly distinguishing rocker, but then gets into more interesting territory. So I'm going to play you that one. And since that's a very long piece of music, we'll just have a second song, something from Arthur Buck's debut record called Arthur Buck. We're going to hear Before Your Love Is Gone. So sit back and enjoy this sort of musical wonderland here on Ear Candy. There's Paul McCartney, Hunt You Down, Naked Sea Link.
Run around, it makes me wanna lay down and cry.
That is Before Your Love Is Gone from Arthur Buck. That's Joseph Arthur and Peter Buck of REM fame teaming up on their debut record, Arthur Buck. And before that, we heard from the record Egypt Station, we heard Hunt You Down, Naked Sea Link, a suite of songs, a rhapsody, if you will, from Paul McCartney. And I guess that set was not maybe unrelentingly upbeat and happy. We kind of try to brand the show and usually play. So we'll need a little palate cleanser to take off the next set. We're going to start with something from Tori Amos off of her record Under the Pink. We're going to hear The Wrong Band here on Ear Candy.
I think it's perfectly clear we're in the wrong band. Oh, oh.
Ginger is always sincere, just not the one man. Oh, she called me up and she said, you know that I'm drowning. It's the dog trainer again. He says that he thinks that she needs more hands. I think it's perfectly clear we're in the wrong band. Senator, let's be sincere, as much as you can. He called her up and he said, the new prosecutor soon will be wanting a word. So she's got a soft spot for heels and spurs, and the hands something believing in her. Instead of just leaving, and she gets her cigars from a sweet, fat man. I think it's perfectly clear we're in the wrong band. Oh, Heidi says she'll be sincere as much as she can. I called her up and I said, you know that I'm drowning. I put on your raincoat again, 'cause even the sun's got a price on it. And there is something believing in her voice again said, there's something. Instead of just leaving, she said, it's time I open my eyes. Don't be afraid to open your eyes. Maybe she's right.
Let me do your mind. Open up and let me do your mind. Nothing I can do that'll make you change your mind. What if we swapped our places and you left your dreams behind? I'm done, I'm done. I don't have to take this from you.
That is done, Stephen Page, from his record Discipline Heal Thyself Part 2. And I got thinking about little word viruses, things that appear in our day-to-day lexicon. They crop up, and after a while, they hit peak amplitude. Everyone uses them. They're shortcuts. They don't actually mean anything. They're kind of filler. So, like, I'm done. That's a That's one that people use. That's the title of Stephen Page's song, You Don't Get It. Or people say, Just Saying, or Enough Said. That's a way to end the conversation. To get the last word, you say something and go, Enough Said. Like, everyone gets this, everyone understands that, don't have to say anything more. Perfect. It used to be if you went to a restaurant or anywhere and you asked for something, that the waitress or waiter might say, no worries. Now they say, perfect. Now, how's your meal? Well, it's cold and only half cooked. Perfect. They'll just say it without even thinking about it. It's just a word. It's just, they don't really mean that this was perfection or that your response was perfect or what it's supposed to mean. It's just a word virus. And no one else probably thinks about these kinds of things, just weirdos like me. I think I've always been kind of attuned to this sort of stuff. And I always kind of sort of complain about them before adopting them. I notice when they come into use and I find them a little bit irritating, then eventually I just go, oh, the hell with it. And you'd say the same thing. I just say, no, perfect. Like that last set of music. Before We're Done by Stephen Page, again off a record called Discipline, Heal Thyself Part 2. There was a Heal Thyself Part 1 that Stephen Page produced as well. We heard Sinead O'Connor from her record, I'm Not Bossy, I'm the Boss. We heard a little story, and that had kind of a bit of an Indian motif in it, like an East Indian motif, you know, tablas and stuff. And I've always loved East Indian music. A little earlier on, we heard a song from Paul McCartney, and it had some string arrangements that were very, I don't know, Byzantine, Arabic, if you will. I'm not sure if that's quite right. Arabic's probably not the right word, but, you know, of that Turkish, Middle Eastern kind of thing. I've always loved it. It's cool. I think Led Zeppelin did a great effect in Kashmir, for instance, put that kind of musical theme in. So anyway, I love Sinead O'Connor's little East Indian thing. She's done that a couple times in songs that I've really, really, really liked of hers. And we started with Tori Amos from her record Under the Pink. We heard The Wrong Band. And I realized that was a bit of a subdued, you know, I always say catchy, upbeat, up-tempo. That was a little bit of a subdued set. This whole show has been, you know, maybe not quite what I thought. I think we need a little change of pace, maybe a bit of a rock set going here. So we're going to play three rock and roll songs and just change the channel, so to speak. We're going to start with 5440, seminal Canadian band. We're going to hear something from them called Golden Sun. Can't go wrong with a song called that.
Yeah. Well, I was tripping down the street, a little smaller than a sidekick. suck up and spit chalk. You ain't gonna have a pot to piss in.
That's the drummer for Concrete Blonde. Harry talking about his uncle and the famous advice he got when he went to Hollywood to become a big star. Gonna chew you up and spit you out. That's the name of the song. And from a record called Still in Hollywood, because the lead singer, bassist, songwriter for the group, Johnette Napolitano, was born and raised in Hollywood. How unusual is that? You know, they always say that nobody's from L.A. Well, turns out at least one person was from L.A. Before that, we heard Gord Downie and the Sadies and a wonderful song called One Good Fast Job. And I forget what record that is off of. They only ever made the one. I think they had plans to make a couple before Gord Downie passed. Who knows? Maybe they had some songs partway done. Who knows if another record will ever appear? Maybe. And before that, we heard 5440 and we heard Golden Sun. Yeah, another great song. Okay, we're getting towards the end of the show, and I'm not quite sure what I'm going to play. I'm going to play you something from David Rawlings, that's for sure. I'm going to play Cumberland Gap, kind of a historical song. David Rawlings and his partner Gillian Welch, very well known in the Americana scene. They are the top-notch producers of really authentic Americana, like original stuff, taking original roots music and making it their own, making it their own distinctive thing, influencing generations to come. There's just no doubt about this. I would say that Revelator, Gillian Welch's third record, is considered an all-time classic, period, in music. Full stop. We're going to hear Cumberland Gap. That's a great song from Poor David's Almanac. Sometimes they put songs together, they're writing songs, and they fit more with Dave Rawlings as being the primary chief voice, the lead vocalist, Gillian on backup. And other times, there are more songs that fit and make more sense for Gillian to sing, and they come out as her records. So really interesting working relationship. So we're going to hear that, and then I'm going to surprise you. I'm not sure what I'm going to play, but we're going to start with that one and see where it gets us. I'll come back and say goodbye for sure. This is David Rawlings, Cumberland Gap, here on Ear Candy.
Cumberland Gap, devil of a gap. Cumberland Gap, devil of a gap. Kiss me, mama, kiss your boy. Bless me, well and lucky. For I won't be back till I return. I'm gone to old Kentucky. Cumberland Gap is the devil of a gap. That's what the scouts all tell you. Sure enough to make it tough. If it doesn't kill ya, kill ya. Kentucky, she's waiting on the other side.
She's a waiting on the other side.
People think they know me, but they don't. Well, actually, you do. I'm Mark O'Connor. The show is Ear Candy. That was Sloan. That was off a record called Never Hear the End of It, because it had 30 songs on it. A total running time of 76 minutes plus. That was a Chris Murphy song with a bass player, songwriter there. I think that's a hidden gem. Before that, we heard a song called Cumberland Gap from David Rawlings off of Poor David's Almanac. No matter where you are in Canada, if you've been listening to the show, I've got you in mind. Thanks for your support. I hope you really enjoyed the show. Come back next week, same time, same place. We'll do it all again, okay?